adventure and put them on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio. I am here with what an amazing band from all the way on the other side of the world. And since I'm an old school thrash metalhead, I'm really going to enjoy this interview. Let's welcome Alien Weaponry. How are you?
We are pretty good, thank you.
So I just got back from this festival we do called Incarceration. Are you familiar with that festival?
No, actually, I haven't heard of it. The name's kind of ringing a bell, but I have not seen any footage or anything from it, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, so do you know the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Absolutely, yeah.
The festival's at that prison.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool as hell, and then, you know, like, you go into a prison and a tour and stuff like that. And so, like, we had Slipknot the first night headline. Second night was the first show in 12 years from Mudvayne, so... That's what I'm coming off of this weekend. My first festival in a year and a half. So, awesome. What you guys got going on as far as live shows? What's it like on your side of the world with all this COVID stuff going on and live shows and music and all that?
We've had a few ups and downs. I mean, last year we went into a lockdown, and currently we're still in lockdown. But we did have a big, probably a year with pretty much no restrictions on any of that. So we were able to actually do a few shows here in New Zealand. We did about 6 New Zealand dates, and then we actually played a show with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. So,
wow.
I guess apart from 2 major outbreaks, we've been pretty good so far.
That's pretty cool. That's good to hear. And, yeah, it is pretty exciting to have live music back here on this side of the world for sure, because I think it's kind of a bummer that when everybody has all this mental stuff going on, we need music more than ever. And it was like this weekend, I was at this festival, and I felt more alive than I have in a year and a half. It's kind of like I got out of prison to go to Shawshank Prison. So tell us about your new music. You got a new album coming out, and it's pretty badass. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about it and what makes it maybe the same or different of previous music.
So, yeah, we've got a new album. It's called Tangaroa, and it's going to be releasing on the 17th. So, yeah, 3 days here for us. So it's a Friday it's coming out. And so, yeah, we're super excited to get this out to people, because I think, you know, it's very kind of different from the first album. It's much more progressive, I feel. But at the same time, it's very much still an Alien Weaponry album. We've still got our sound in there, I feel. You know, like, you put it on and you go, oh, yeah, that's the guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're super excited to get this out to people and to see what people think as well, because we've had some pretty good reception through journalists and people who have already heard the album. So we kind of want to see if that's reciprocated with everyone who's going to be listening to it.
So what I think's cool about what you said, a lot of fans sometimes don't realize this, but as musicians, you really want to grow. So yeah, you want to keep your sound, but you also want to expand on that sound too. And that's kind of what you're doing here, because, you know, it's still you guys, but it's like the 2.0 version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Windows.
Yeah, Alien Weaponry evolved is kind of how I would describe it.
I love it. I love it. So tell us, is there one song on the album that you might have different answers as like your favorite. I know that's like picking a favorite child, but is there one on that's your favorite?
I mean, my absolute favorite to not only listen to but play as well is Kai Fasu. So that's going to smack bang in the middle of the album there.
And what is it
I don't even know what my favorite one would be. Because, I guess my favorites change depending on my mood and depending on my mind state. So one day my favorite could be Hatupatu, and the next day it could be, Unforgiving.
I love it. You know, that answer there, that's kind of like from a fan perspective, because I go through that all the time. It's like you have this one favorite song, and then, boom, something happens, and something else is your favorite song, you know. So what would you say makes your favorites, what makes them your favorite? What do you like about playing them? What do you, you know, what is it that gets you juiced about it?
I mean, for me, it's just kind of what went into writing the song. And I think once the album comes out and we get to play a lot of these songs live, I feel like that's possibly going to change in terms of how people react to it. And I feel like, you know, it's a big part of how I enjoy a song is how fans react to it live. Because, you know, obviously you're playing it live and you get that energy from a crowd. When you play that certain song, that's really gonna change the way you feel about it.
Nice. And so what else, after this drops, what else do you have planned for the rest of the year?
We've got a bunch of tours. So we've got the North American tour we're doing with Gojira, as well as a headline run we're doing over there as well. So we're second support for Gojira through their North American tour. So we've got that coming up. And then starting 2022, we've got a European tour coming up. So we have main support for Gojira on that one. And that's like January, February, and about half of March. So yeah, 2.5 months over there. It's going to be wicked touring with those guys again.
Nice.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to touring with them in general as well, because they are awesome musicians and a really, really good band.
Yeah, they totally are. And it's always good when you hear other bands, you know, going on tour together, that they actually are excited to go on tour with that band because of the musicianship, you know, because that doesn't always happen. Sometimes you just go on tour and, you know, you just go on tour. But when you're really like juiced about that musicianship and working together, I think it just makes for a much better show the whole tour long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think we're really going to have to step our game up touring with these guys, because they are that good.
Yeah, I must say, as somebody that's been in like thousands of mosh pits, I think theirs is one of the most brutal I've ever been in. I actually almost lost my phone in a mud vein pit this weekend. I was like filming for promo, and it was like a movie. Okay, I got slammed and my phone went flying in the air, landed on the ground, and I dove on the ground to get it. It only got stepped on twice.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I remember a festival where I completely lost my phone, and my bandmates were trying to text me because apparently the tour bus was meant to leave, but I was just in the festival, you know. Didn't even realize I lost my phone, and then I was like, where the fuck's my phone gone? And by that point, you know, there's no finding it, because I had no idea where it was.
Yeah.
The others weren't too pleased with me getting back 3 hours later than I was supposed to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I've never had a phone loss experience, but I have almost broken my neck in a cataclysm mosh. They did like a circle of death, and I ended up tripping and going headfirst into someone charging the other way. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I had to take a little breather after that.
I imagine so. I won't crowd surf or stage dive anymore because I knocked out my teeth in a stage dive. It was way back in the day. I climbed on top of a Marshall stack in a club, full swan midair, and the crowd moved. And I was midair. Oh. Nothing I could do. It was over. Yeah, so... Those are the fun memories we have. I don't know how fun that was knocking my teeth out, but it was pretty badass. It is. I am remembered for it. That's for sure. So tell everybody how they can connect to you guys on social media, on, you know, the web, everything. In case they don't know, they should, but let's tell them anyway.
I mean, we're on all the major social medias. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We've got a YouTube channel as well. Patreon's another good one if you want to see some stuff that no one else is really seeing. And then, yeah, we've got a website, alienweaponry.com. Super simple. And, yeah, you can find us on all the major streaming platforms as well. And if you haven't heard of the band, go and check us out.
Oh, definitely. You guys are badass.
Yeah, yeah. And you can find us live with Gojira.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be a badass show.
Check it.
I definitely would want.
All of those shows are sold out.
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
Oh, man. I want to be at that show for sure. And I think everybody else should be too. So tell everybody, you know, the new album, when it drops, what's the best way you want them to get it?
New album, Tangaroa, drops September 17th. You can either head over to Napalm's website, who are our label, and they've got some really awesome box sets and colored vinyls that you can pick up, as well as just on our, we have a legacy merch store we run as well, which you can get signed copies of the album from. So people can get that. Otherwise, you can just get it on Spotify, whatever streaming service you use.
Cool. Well, thanks for putting out such badass music, and thanks for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Sweet. No worries, my man. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.